Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Janice Kephart is our guest, folks. Janice is fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies. She's recently came off an assignment as special counsel at the Senate Immigration Reform Bill. She's extremely knowledgeable about the immigration issues, about national security issues, especially the combination of those two. Janice, thanks again for coming back on the show. Thanks for hanging out with us. Today is the 12th anniversary of the of the murderous attacks of September 11th, 2001. We lost 3,000 people. You and I, all of us, maybe even you could say the world, but especially Americans, we're still paying the price on many levels for that attack. Osama bin Laden had no idea when he planned this attack. He had no idea how residually effective this attack was going to be, did he?
No, I'm not sure. I think he was somewhat removed from it, honestly. I mean, I think he gave his blessing on it. You know, I was part of a very successful case with the 9/11 families. I was an expert witness, and whereby Iran was deemed a material witness, support for 9/11, and the attorneys in that case amalgamated a tremendous amount of evidence against Iran. And I think the reason I bring that up is because it's one thing to talk about bin Laden, but Iran's involvement, we are not sure to this day whether 9/11 could have happened without Iran's support. Material support in numerous ways.
We know that
the hijackers were there training before 9/11. We know that they had a simulation jet for a Boeing
if we had more, if we had better information, perhaps we should have attacked Iran instead of Afghanistan.
Instead of Iraq.
Yeah. Right. Well, of course, Iraq wasn't part of the reaction to 9/11. Afghanistan was, but the thing that I when I said Osama bin Laden, I'm using him as a catch all for all the people who planned this. They could have had no idea how effective this was going to be. There's so many levels of that this has affected our lives, besides the fact that we lost so many lives. And it's basically every time you and I catch a plane, every time you go in a building in Washington, D.C. or New York, you're feeling the effects of 9/11. The NSA scandal that we've got going
on
right now.
The NSA scandal and Benghazi, too. I think Benghazi is related as well. And, you know, for me, Benghazi is an abdication to the world of our commitment to the war on terror. I think it's emboldened dictators like Assad, who knows he can get away with it because we are not going to react in a swift, firm fashion.
Without any sense of shame? And folks, they've done this, and I'm not picking on them. I'm just calling it like it is. They've actually called Benghazi a manufactured scandal. Without any sense of shame, Janice, how can you do that? After 9/11, after the emotions that we've had since then, how can you do that?
Remember when this current president took power, he removed the word terror from the books, and he ignored 9/11. He purposely started pulling back on 9/11 Commission recommendations and findings of fact. I never thought I'd see a president do that and thumb his nose at, you know, recent tragedy in history that informed so much of what we needed to do as a country. Mm-hmm. Closed his eyes to the wake-up call we had had. And it was really despicable. And now you have Snowden. Just in a few hours ago, there was more information leaked out on the Snowden event. Apparently, NSA was also snooping on major corporations, energy corporations, airlines, banking, and they were doing so under briefings to figure out how to do it better.
Yeah.
Why are they the target? Why are we not staying focused on the people who truly want to take us down?
It must be pointed out that the NSA wasn't invented by Obama.
It was around
before this, and they were doing things like we're talking about before Obama. But I will tell you, I want to say this: Snowden is a traitor because he took what he knew to a foreign government and released it.
Absolutely,
the way he did.
Yes.
But I am not unhappy that we now know how our government has been snooping on its own citizens.
Right, and I think, to me, that shows that continues and was broadened. You know, any administration who did that is to blame for that. I understand that if you're talking about terror financing and other things, you need to have targeted ways of doing that kind of surveillance. You absolutely have to be able to. But the broad stroke use of that, to use that when we need resources committed to protecting America, not snooping on Americans,
right,
is just the wrong allocation of resources
and our
resources are too limited as it is.
And the reaction, it's been a year now, folks. It's been a year since Benghazi. Not one person has been charged. Not one person has been arrested. Not one person has been, as far as we know, some of the bad guys are. And as far as we know, nobody from our government has talked to any of them, even though we know where they are.
They finally put the pictures up of the three potential perpetrators. It took them
until
May of this year to do it.
This is a national scandal. It's not a manufactured scandal. And on 9-1-1, we remember all those who died a year ago and 12 years ago.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.